Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time with Willard and Dibs.
Yeah!
Yeah, the fellas.
What's up, guys? Willard and Dibs. That's kind of nice. I'm happy to be here.
Sure. Like, oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Dibs.
Yeah.
Hi, Dibs.
You know?
How was yesterday? We were like, was
nightmare.
It scary?
Not scary, but it was like, you know, you get a flat and you go through the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza and you feel that, and it's like, oh, Schmidt, Casey. I better pull over and just check. I mean, and you pull over, you check.
Oh, dude.
Left front good, left rear good, right rear good, right front. Oh, no. We got ourselves a flat. So you have two choices. Either you pull out the jack and you like jack it up and you change it and you change it yourself, or you realize that you pay for AAA. And so you call AAA and you call AAA and AAA goes, oh, boy, yeah. About that, your membership lapsed six months ago. So you can pay now. Actually, we're going to have to send you over to membership. Meanwhile, vroom, 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 I'm on the shoulder and people are, you know, it's pouring rain and people are flying by me. And so I'm like, okay, do I get out and change it myself? Still no. And so you call and you get transferred to membership and they go, yeah,
oh my God.
It's going to be $99 for the year. And there's a, yeah, sorry about that. There's a $75 like, oh, you screwed up last minute charge. Do you want to pay that too? Fine. Yes. I'll pay it all. So you pay that. Meanwhile, here comes Caltrans and shout out the young man on Caltrans.
Wow.
He pulls up behind me. And I'm thinking, is this going to be one of those classic tush pushes where they tush push you like however far? I'm not in a lane. I'm on the shoulder. And I get out and it's just like sheets of rain. And he steps out and he goes, what's going on? And I said, flat tire. He goes, I'll change it. Get in your car.
And that's why you got here so fast. I had you at least
wait,
a three.
Yep. I said,
yep.
And I said the
how
same
cool
thing.
Is this?
What? And he said, I'll change it. And I said, do you need my jack? He's like, you got a spare? I said, I have a spare. Get in your car. And so I get in my car and I call Nahegan and he's like, look, are you going to need to take a day? Do I need to book somebody else?
Look.
I don't know what's going to go on. And I said, Caltrans is changing my tire. I'll be there at 2:30. You're the man. I'll see you soon.
Did you give him a 10 or a 20?
Did you get charged for it?
No, and I'm not going to tell you what I tipped him out.
But you gave him something.
Of course, I gave him a little taste.
If I know Dibs,
he gave us.
He might have given him like 50.
That's why you got. I go. I'm here to 315, 320.
Did you have to Venmo him? Do you have cash?
Do I have cash?
Do you? Cash? I know you do.
You know I have
what
cash.
What would I have done though? Is the question.
Can I get your Venmo?
Seriously.
Can I sell you?
Can I get your Venmo and then I'll send your Venmo to someone else so they can Venmo you because I don't have that either.
I have cash and so the young man took care of me and I was like, you know, as he was, hey, hold on. And, oh, thank you, sir. And he's back.
Last act, man.
And he rolls on and, you know, I'm driving on my donut and I'm like, I wanted to get here and I was hoping to get here by the crossover, but obviously there's no chance of that. But
obviously.
I got here by 2:20-ish. So there you go.
Great. You did great.
So, yeah.
You didn't get his name.
Is that part of Caltrans' job or did he do
when you're on
salad?
The bridge, they want you off. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they'll even change a tire.
Yep.
Wow.
He changed a tire.
I'm
impressed. Every once in a while, you realize, you know what? Society's not that bad. I mean, it's not great, but really.
Really?
That's good to know.
It's great to know.
It's good to know.
No, and I mean, and he came out and he was like, boom, jack it up, rah, 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 you know, off go the lug nuts, and then
pouring rain.
Because that membership call would have been another 20, 30 minutes possibly. Longer. Dude, I would have been with you with him before.
Yeah, you would have had an 8-hour shift.
Dude, 20 to 30. I mean, honestly, and I love AAA. I'm not going to disparage them. They've been very good to me. But when I called the person and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, it lapsed. Yeah. And I said, I've been a member for 28 years. And she paused. Pause.
Thank you for your...
I said, I've been a member for 28 years. Can I get a little grace here? Like 1997,
pause.
I started being a member of AAA. And she was like, no. Let me send you over to membership. And then I hung up and I called back. And the second person I talked to was like, you've been a member for 28 years. We're going to take care of you. We're going to wipe away that $75. So that's kind of where... Like customer service, sometimes it's like a dice roll.
Oh, there's no doubt.
It's kind of like last night, Buffalo in their game against Atlanta. It's like Buffalo should never lose to Atlanta in that spot. But you know what? Atlanta was better last night.
And they lost to New England at home, Buffalo.
So, yeah. Yeah. And so we talked about this outside, Grandy and I, real quick, right before the show started. Like, and I'll ask all three of you as we pivot from my right front travails in the NFL. Who's good?
I got one team, and who's it's going to shock you right now. And they're getting their guy back, but it's the Kansas City Chiefs. They were in the slow lane. Now they're in the fast lane. I'm worried about them, Willard, but I think the NFC is wide the hell open. We talked about it today. I think it's truly wide open.
You know, want to know who's good?
Who's good?
Whoever we last saw be good.
Is that Tampa?
No.
Chicago?
We're idiots. All of us.
Jake Moody, ladies and gentlemen.
Now Kansas City is the best team in the NFL.
They're nine days
removed from losing to the Jaguars. They had a good game.
Yeah.
It's a week-to-week league. A lot of these teams are good. A lot of them are good. Buffalo's a little overvalued. That's their only problem.
But I just think Kansas City, they went to the Super Bowl last year and lost.
Kansas City's good.
Yes.
Still don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. They're also a third-place club.
Willard, stop.
They're a third-place
We got a bet. I like how we feel.
They're in third place.
If the season
ended today, they ain't going.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway, I mean, yeah, a lot of these teams are good.
Yeah.
I think. Who's good?
New England's good. Buffalo's good.
Detroit's good.
Indianapolis is good. I'm convinced. Jacksonville's good-ish. I think Denver is really good. The Chargers, if they're healthy, will be good.
That's an if, so we'll throw that out.
But they've lost their two best offensive linemen, and I don't. At least one of them, maybe both of them, are not coming back.
That's kind of my point about the question. Like, if you want to look six weeks in, what we've seen and what we know, like, who's good? We thought Baltimore was good. Baltimore is not good because their quarterback is hurt.
Nine days ago, Philadelphia is 4-0.
Lamar.
Nine days ago, Philadelphia is 4-0 and leading the Broncos by 14 in the fourth quarter.
Mm. Yeah.
And now we won't even put them on this list because then the next quarter and 5 days of their lives made them look silly. They're 4-2, their wide receivers chirpy, and now they're bad. But they could be good again. I mean, Detroit is good.
You know who I think's good? I think the Rams are good.
Well,
I watched that Ram game. I know. Some interest in it against the Ravens, and that Raven defense was up until the end.
I don't think Puka's playing this week.
Yeah. Jacksonville, right?
Yeah,
in London.
And there are no wrong answers. I just was struck by talking to Grandy, and Grandy has a friend who does tiers at the end of the week. And this week, I believe he had just one tier with all 32 teams. Like,
that's great.
Because nobody knows.
That's very clever.
I just was wondering what people thought about, like, who's good? Because the Niners are 4-2, but none of us think that they're good because they're all so broken, right?
So we think what if we do this now instead of doing it on the show? I looked up the Fan Graphs. That's a baseball thing.
Okay. Yep.
But the NFL version of Fan Graphs.
Have them do it because I already got it wrong in the green room.
So here's what's fun about this. This is sort of like AI.
I completely messed it up.
This is robotic.
I'm fascinated with AI.
This is just math. This is take everything you know. Because we think we're smarter than math. Because we know that Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are hurt. Well, they don't know that. They're simply looking at
the schedule.
Where are you in the standings? What's your remaining schedule? Here's the mathematical odds. Okay? So to win the Super Bowl, the math says the favorite is? Who do you guys think? Go around the room.
From where they are now. And
where they are now, the remaining schedule, their chances of winning the division, how they would have to maneuver going forward. Who
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
I thought Detroit.
I was going to guess Tampa Bay.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. I do 12%. Got it. Okay.
All right. Now's where it's going to. Let me tell you, this is going to get wonky fast. Who is number two in the entire NFL?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Dibs?
Yeah, the Colts. Steiny? They're 5-1.
Well, they're in a terrible, a notoriously bad division. 5-1. Who? Are they the only one of two 5-1 teams?
Steelers are 4-1.
I'll say the Steelers.
The correct answer is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wow.
They're That's number two.
All right, go ahead.
Now I'll take Indianapolis.
Who's number three? Now you'll go Colts?
Yeah, now I go Colts.
I'll take the Rams.
Okay. I'm going to go Green Bay Packers.
It is the Indianapolis Colts. Oh. Steiny is 3-3. Now we get to two teams that are tied for fourth.
One's going to be the Eagles.
And one's the Niners.
Guru?
The Chargers.
The Eagles and the Niners.
Wow.
The Eagles and the Niners. Have you noticed? Nobody has said we have not gotten to Bills,
nope.
Chiefs,
nope.
Lions, right. Packers. We've not gotten to the big biceps, so we think of the league. Y'all would be shocked. You want to know? Watch me get to the Buffalo Bills at 4-2. All with better mathematical probability of winning the Super Bowl this year. Bucks, Steelers, Colts, Niners, Eagles, Patriots, Broncos, Jaguars, Chargers, Seahawks, Packers, Rams, Falcons, Lions, then the Buffalo Bills.
So they're at the bottom of the 4-2 teams.
Correct.
For a reason. It must be their schedule's harder than everybody else's, and maybe their division
and they have a
isn't
loss,
as winnable.
They have a loss in their hip pocket against the Patriots, the other 4-2 team in their division.
Who saw that coming?
That's why the Niners are sitting up here tied for fourth because they've banked three division wins.
3-0.
Makes sense. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. We talked a lot today about... should the 49ers try to do something? And here's where I'm going to start. Shanahan was asked about the aggressiveness of he and Lynch right now. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we were being that aggressive. I mean, we're looking for things that make sense for our team right now and in the future. You know, not having Fred makes that harder. But it's, I don't see a big difference between Sunday before that game started and today. It definitely hurts losing a guy like Fred, but in terms of people who are available that can improve our team for this year and next year, I don't see the situation that much different.
So what stuck out to me there were two things. One is they don't feel like there's any more urgency now than there was 4 days ago. But the other thing was something you said yesterday, which is they're not really interested in a rental. It doesn't feel like
I wouldn't do that. Now, like the other thing is you're asking him at week 6, and maybe 2 weeks from now they'll be 6-2.
Sure.
And then the calculus changes a little bit. But I would firmly, this is just me, I would push against the idea of moves that go all in on this year.
Yeah.
Even with a good record. I just think that that's poor management of an organization. And
what's the theme behind that? Your energy behind that thought, just about what you think they are personally?
Well, I think that they have arrived. They've been trying to tell us for all year, all offseason, and I think for the next couple of years, they're really pushing against this idea of, as Dibs would call it yesterday, F them picks.
Okay.
Like their drafts.
Yeah, I got you.
Their drafts are super important right now, and I'm going to argue or debate with anybody, and I've heard a bunch of them call you guys today with the whole, like, the Niners suck at the draft, so who cares? Let's take, like, that's not where they are in their evolution. I'm not a window is closed guy, but in their evolution, they're at a spot where they need to start bringing in some inexpensive, talented players to replace guys who are getting older. Yeah. So I'm not saying you can't give up a pick or two or whatever, but I wouldn't be flippant about that at all.
I mean, where I am now this morning, looking at what Richard Sherman said on his podcast about offensive line, which is the interior is really, really bad. And we're going to play it during our show. And it's really the center. He didn't want to call out the center, Jake Brendel.
He put up a video of Brendel not blocking for McCaffrey. Right.
And Dominic Pooney is having a bad year. And Connor Colby's a rookie who is not doing great. Your tackles are doing fine. We can look at Trent and look at, you know, plays where he's missing. That happens. And actually, McKivitz quietly has had a good year over there at right tackle. But your interior has been so bad that you can't run the ball. Mm. So, yeah, you go out there and you trade for a pass rusher. Well, you still can't run the ball. Absolutely. And you trade for a linebacker. You still can't run the ball. And you can't trade for a center who's really good because the really good centers are on really good teams. And those guys don't become available. So if you want to talk about, like, draft capital, then, yeah, this past year they spent their top five picks on defense. How about this year?
No doubt.
You spend your top five picks on the offensive line.
I totally agree.
Because that's where you have the biggest need.
Yeah.
So, no doubt. But that's not until March.
Yeah, right.
So in the meantime, you're going to have to just eat it.
And what go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know if it's eat it. Like, to me, and this is what you and I were debating yesterday, Dibs, I really think that this is a middle ground trade deadline. And some people, like, you know, people don't like it. You know, Farhan moves on the margins, things like that. But I think that you owe it to a team with a good record to help them, but you owe it to your organization to not pants yourself to go after a Super Bowl with multiple stars no longer
look
on
yourself
the team.
In the mirror for real.
You got to also be right. You have to run your organization.
Yeah.
And it would be stupid for them to mortgage the future at a time where they have just put $265 million that's going to kick in next year into a quarterback and mortgage everything that they need to build around him going forward to chase this year because you've snuck out with some close wins.
Now, I watched both of them. I almost got jumped here. You guys missed this from the callers and Steiny. And these words didn't come out of my mouth. I told the story. So I was with some diehard, what I deem diehard Niner fans, watching both games yesterday, and they were distraught. It was everything you talked about when you asked me how did you feel, you know, from a fan standpoint with Fred Warner. And they were saying, and I said it to air, that they almost, if to get a ninth pick in the draft as opposed to the 23rd pick, they were like, we're going nowhere this year. If we make the playoffs, we're bounced in the first round. I'm just watching this ping pong of it, and I go, oh, my God, you know, I'm Mr. Playoffs or Die. So we had Flea call me, jump me as if I said it. Another caller from Vallejo say, he's a Niner fan from 1981. If you could get to the playoffs and the experience for the defense, and I agree with all that, but Steiny was incredulous about there's no Niner fan that looks at it like, I said, well, we did that when the Giants all these past years. Was it really? They're not going to win the World Series. Is it worth it to make it retool, rebuild? But I almost needed security, and I had to say, Dibs, like I'm saying now, Wither, I didn't say it. I'm just telling you what some Niner fans said in front of him while I was there.
I never understand it. I never do, and I get it that that's sort of the way I fan, and everybody gets a fan.
Play
the way
off or die.
I never understand the kick the season guy. What a weird, like, what are y'all doing
Stoddy
here?
Stoddy said they're not fans.
If you want to kick the season, then go on vacation. Warriors start next week. You can watch something else if you want.
They play tonight.
No one's making you watch the games. I'm not going to kick the next 3 months of my sports life at 4-2 because you've decided that something that could happen can't happen. Like Dibs and I talked about this last week. I never, like, the whole thing that makes sports special is the thing that we don't think is going to happen happens.
Baker Mayfield on line one.
Steph Curry's entire career.
Wow.
Again,
Brock Purdy.
I'm not saying you mortgage yourself.
I got it.
In that effort, but don't leave.
Yeah.
don't go on vacation. Yeah. Like, let's do this. Let's see what happens next.
Yeah. And, to me, it's. I don't know if it's simple, but I think it's straightforward. You're 4-2 now. The trade deadline's after the next three games. So you got three games before the deadline. You'll have nine games there. So, or let's just say eight. It gives you a week or so. I mean, you may be 4-4 at that point and think, you know what, we see where this is going. All right, well, that'll lead you in one direction. What if you're 6-2? Well, then maybe you do want to get some reinforcements in here because now you're knocking, you know, now you're close to 10 wins in a playoff spot, maybe.
I don't see the 49ers in any way, shape, or form, even if they were to lose the next three in a row, selling. Because I don't even know who would.
How do you sell?
What are you going to get back?
I had that same question, too. Like, what does that look like?
You know what I mean? Like, the only person that pops to mind that the Niners would be like, this is a proven player who, in theory, you could have is Brandon Ayuk, and that's not going to happen because, A, he makes too much money, and, B, I don't think we're even going to see him play before the trade deadline.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, there was a false story about him yesterday. I was like, oh, what's he mad? And he wasn't even mad. That was weird, didn't it?
Someone said he never read. By the way, for people who don't know, this was like the story got generated that he unfollowed the 49ers on Instagram. Upset. And I don't think he follows the Niners on Instagram, but I guess I heard, and I don't know, but I heard he never refollowed them from when he unfollowed them last summer. I don't know that he was ever following them. And he's still...
Well, he's not mad. He's trying to get
he's
back.
He's got a link under his name to his 49er page on the website. That's still there. So that counts.
I mean... Like what? In a way, he's on the Niners. Yes. He knows what's going on. Yes. He doesn't really need to follow him.
No, that's a good point. He's like,
he's in the know.
I don't need to see your pictures. Yeah. I'm here.
Right.
I'm here. I'm in the locker room right now. I don't know. Whatever. But
I mean, he's there. But is he there? And when will he be there? And meanwhile, you've got Juwan Jennings playing with 5 broken ribs.
What did you make of him letting us know that?
You don't talk about it. Like, you don't talk about it. And that's just the code. Whatever. I come in here with a flat tire and I do 7 minutes on it. And that's because that's what we do.
Yeah.
And I'm a sports talk radio host who got a flat tire and I've done, you know, more time on that than I probably should have. But it's what we do. It's content. And we're all like normal people. But when you're a football player, you're a gladiator and you have 5 broken ribs. You don't talk about it. Like
anything to do with I'm watching a guy just picked up off the street, Kendrick Bourne, for the second week in a row, get umpteen catches and umpteen
yards. That's what
yards.
I said to Mark. Like if I was gonna put myself into that, it was not about Kendrick Bourne, it was about DeMarcus Robinson. So DeMarcus Robinson, and actually you guys
only
talked about
catches,
this earlier.
Though.
Yes, but you guys talked about you didn't see it on the broadcast. You actually saw it on the broadcast. You saw a quick glimpse of it. On the broadcast where D-Rob goes out and he has a drop and then they cut to Shanahan and you can see Shanahan turn to Jennings and pull the mic down and he starts to,
go bark, bark, bark. Yeah.
And then the camera cuts back to the next play. And the next play is DeMarcus Robinson goes for, I think, 31 yards. And, you know, the argument continued with Juwan and Shanahan. But you could actually see a little bit of it on the broadcast. And then whatever happens, happens. And they go in the locker room and they come out. And the first play from scrimmage, Juwan Jennings, false start on that first snap. After he was hot for whatever reason. And I bet it was not because, hey, Kyle, my ribs really hurt. It was more like, Kyle, like, why am I not out there? It's a 2-minute drill. I've got no targets yet. Throw me the ball. I can drop he does.
We talked about the divas, right?
I don't know the specifics of it, but to me, you can't convince me that he's not feeling sorry for himself. That's why you say I have 5 broken ribs and a shoulder and, you know, a knee and all the things that he's got. You say that. This is after, again, what do we know? We know that he was ticked all offseason. Yeah. We know that there was some sort of an embellishment of a calf injury. We know that he missed camp. We know that he's now playing hurt. We know that he's not getting targets. We know that people off the street now have 300 yards the last 2 weeks.
There we go, man.
And he's yelling at Kyle Shanahan on the sideline, and then he's telling reporters the thing that players never tell reporters.
Stiney said.
That all adds up to he's feeling sorry for himself.
Yeah. And what did you say yesterday? You weren't, you know, no fault of your own. You weren't at practice catching balls from anybody.
When were you going to build rapport with Mac Jones? He has rapport with Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
There was only one time to do that. It was during camp. You skipped it.
Can this offense get to 30? Or more if they need to for this team to be successful. If you expect maybe just a tick back from the D, can they up it? And am I living in la-la land thinking the run game is going to be better when Kittle comes back Sunday night?
No, if he comes back, I think it will be. But the answer to can they ever score 30 is if their offensive line plays better. Yeah. And if that's Kittle, then that's Kittle. But that's
you're running out of ifs, though,
that's
right?
How you, that's how you score points. Mm-hmm. You get great play from the the offensive line.
Oh, all right, Jess, what do you got, Donnie? Is that new?
It's not raining anymore.
PWC.
No. No.
Price Waterhouse, but I don't know what the C is.
That's
now.
Not sharp.
Clearing.
Clearing?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. You
look good. Wow.
Hey, you all bundled up.
Yeah, look at him. Oh, my man.
It's chilly. Yeah, but it's not raining anymore.
Is it a little chilly?
It's chilly.
Okay.
It's got a little.
The sun's out.
All right. Sun's out, guns out. Hey, what do you got coming up? Any guess?
It's Fat Tuesday.
Cosell?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's Wednesday, Scoop.
Cosell's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Fat Tuesday. The Niners have a problem with an offensive line. We're going to have offensive linemen on.
Randy Cross.
Schlereth at 3, okay. Feliciano at 5, Fat Tuesday.
This Feliciano guy is taking off.
And his
have
daughter.
You noticed?
Well, I would be on YouTube to watch him because,
is that the best part?
Because some people call him Large Spadoni.
Do they call him?
They do. They call him Large Spadoni. And if you're on YouTube, you will hear the two or three or four times that he cusses, which will happen. But if you're listening on radio, Grandy's going to dump that.
Big day for
Grandy.
But
if you're on YouTube, you can hear the potty mouth from Tennessee.
Grandy's in there.
All right, gents, we'll have a good one and have it right here on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.